Grace upon grace, give me grace upon grace, give me grace upon grace, give me grace upon grace, oh Lord, give me grace upon grace, 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 oh Lord. Is that your earnest plea? Is that your prayer? More grace to love Him, to serve Him, more grace to do that which is pleasing unto Him. Is that your prayer as we continue this year 2023? Give me grace upon grace. Give me grace upon grace. Give me grace upon grace. Give me grace upon grace, oh Lord. I need grace, oh God. Grace upon grace, multiplied grace, grace in excess. Father, for me to thrive through this year 2023, for us, oh Lord, to survive this year 2023, for us to be able to achieve counsel and purpose. Father, according to your word, grace upon grace. Father, we request of you tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, give me grace upon grace. Give me grace upon grace. Give me grace upon grace. Give me grace upon grace, oh Lord. Father, that your grace will be sufficient for us, oh God. Father, give us multiplied grace, oh Lord. More grace, oh God. More and more grace we desire. More and more grace, oh Lord, we ask, oh Lord, in every areas of our lives, that He give us grace. More grace, grace upon grace. Give me grace upon grace. Give me grace upon grace. Give me grace upon grace, give me grace upon grace, oh Lord. Daddy, we depend on your grace. Daddy, we are trusting your grace to help us. Our Father, we rest on your grace to get help. Even at this time, we need help, oh God. By your grace, give us help, oh God, as we have come to your throne of grace tonight, O Lord, so that we may obtain mercy and get grace for help. Daddy, give us grace upon grace, multiplied grace, increasing grace, O God, in our individual lives. Father, for us to be able to fulfill counsel and purpose, for us, O Lord, to be able to fulfill destiny, grace upon grace, we pray, O God, in Jesus' mighty name, to be able to serve you devotedly, to be able to serve you dedicatively. Father, to be able to serve you with all our heart, regardless of what is going on. Give us grace, O God. Let your grace, abundant grace, O Lord, be sufficient for us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Adoni leti mi gbongbo re yo gba orun kan aye yo gbo pelu o re afe sha ni gbekele mi. Jesu ku fun araye o ku fun mi pelu. Kini gbekele re? Kini gbekele mi? Are you resting on this grace, abundant grace of our Lord God Almighty? Jesus Christ is the grace, is the gift of grace given unto us. Oh, ray of fashion, ni begale mi, Jesu ku fun araye. Mo ṣe rin ìrìn àjò ọdún 2023. Orí ọ̀fẹ́ ìwọ ni ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé mi. Jésù ìwọ ni ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé mi. Kí ni ìwọ fi ṣe ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé rẹ ọ̀rẹ́ mi? Kí ni ìwọ fi ṣe ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé rẹ ara nínú Olúwa? Nítorí pé ní ti tèmi, orí ọ̀fẹ́ ò ní ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé mi. Ore ọ̀fẹ́ ṣá. Jésù kò fún aráyé òkú fún mi pẹ̀lú. Láti ṣe ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run, láti ṣe ohun tí ó múnú bàbá dùn, láti ṣe ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́, láti bá Ọlọ́run rìn ní òtítọ́ àti òdodo, láti gbé ìgbé ayé tí ó mú ogun àti iyẹ̀ bá orúkọ Ọlọ́run, láti jìnà sí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ ara. Orí ọ̀fẹ́ ni ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé mi. Orí ọ̀fẹ́ ṣá ni ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé mi. Jésù kú fún aráyé. Grace, abundant grace, sufficient grace, grace unlimited. Father, it's our portion to be able to do that which is pleasing unto you as we journey year 2023. We cannot do it by our own knowledge. We have no power of our own. We are depending on the help of the grace of God. Daddy, even on this mountain tonight, we are depending on your grace to help us to pray according to your will, according to your counsel, to pray your mind upon our lives, individually and collectively as your people. Grace, we receive you in our midst tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Abundant grace. By open heaven we receive that as we decree, as we declare, by the abundant grace, by grace that has been released unto us and declare unto us, grace upon grace, we receive answer. In the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our gathering of tonight, over our prayer meeting tonight, over us on this mountain tonight. And so shall it continue to reign supreme over our lives, over our fears, over our matter, by the outpouring of grace upon grace upon our lives. So shall it be. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God is our God. Quickly tonight, I want us to open our Bible to the book of James. The book of James, chapter 4. The Lord really wants us to know some things there as we continue even the year 2023. James chapter 4, I'm going to read from verse 1 to 10. And I believe that the power that God will release unto us, the knowledge that we are going to acquire tonight, will help us through this year 2023 and even years beyond in the name of Jesus. Our life will never remain the same again in Jesus' name. Amen. The book of James chapter 4, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. What leads to the unending quarrels and conflicts among you? Do they not come from your hedonistic desires that wage war in your bodily members, fighting for control over you? You are jealous and covet what others have, and your lust goes unfulfilled. So you murder. You are envious and cannot obtain the object of your envy. So you fight and battle. You do not have because you do not ask it of God. You ask God for something and do not receive it because you ask with wrong motives, out of selfishness or with an unrighteous agenda. So that when you get what you want, you may spend it on your hedonistic desires. You adulteresses, disloyal sinners, flirting with the world and breaking your vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend, that is, loving the things of the world, is being God's enemy? So, whoever chooses to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says to no purpose that the human spirit which he has made to dwell in us lusts with envy? But he gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to deny, to defy sin and live an obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for our salvation. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud and haughty, but continually gives the gift of grace to the humble who turn away from self-righteousness. So submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Verse 8 of James 4. Come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful hearts, you double-minded people. Be miserable and grieve and weep over your sin. Let your foolish laughter be turned to mourning and your reckless joy to gloom. Humble yourselves with an attitude of repentance and insignificance in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. He will lift you up. He will give you purpose. Humble yourselves with an attitude of repentance and insignificance in the presence of the Lord. And he will exalt you. He will lift you up. He will give you purpose. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Mighty Father of all grace, we worship at your feet tonight for greater grace bestowed upon each and every one of us. Father, we thank you according to your word. We are in your presence tonight, and we know your grace has brought us even to you tonight. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Gracious God, by your abundant grace upon us, you saved us and brought us to yourself. Father, we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, for he delivered us and saved us and called us with a holy calling, a calling that leads to a consecrated life, a life set apart, a life of purpose, not because of our works or because of any personal merit. We could do nothing to earn this. Nothing we could do to earn this grace. But because of his own purpose and grace, his amazing undeserved favor, which was granted to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Daddy, we just thank you. For you are a loving daddy. You are a caring daddy. We thank you because even before the world began, you already prepared grace for us to be able to have access to you. Daddy, we say, forever your name be praised in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and my sisters, the word grace in Greek is called charis, meaning undeserved favor, kindness given to somebody. Grace is created by God. Grace is from God. And it is given by God to any man to help that man because he wants us to have it. It's only God that can give you grace. When God gives you grace, then men will give you grace. Men will be graceful unto you. Men will have favor on you. Men will be kind to you. Christ is the grace of God given unto humans to help us live a pleasing life unto him according to his plans and purpose for our creation. The Bible says in the book of John 1, 16 to 17, that says, for out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. For the law was given through Moses, but grace, the unearned, undeserved favor of God and truth came through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus is the unearned and undeserved gift, kindness and favor of God given unto us, given unto you and unto me. I want you to pray, decree and declare tonight that whosoever is on this line and is listening now, but have not received that grace, that person will receive the grace tonight. The grace will be extended unto that person. The grace will be released unto such. In the name of Jesus, pray, pray. Pray for everyone, every members of your household. Pray for that friend of yours that have not received Christ, the gift of God. God gave us grace, and some are still in denial of it. Some are still in the process of thinking that no, it's worth it or it doesn't worth it. I want you to pray. I decree and declare tonight that whosoever is on this line tonight and will be listening to this message after tonight, but have not received grace of God, such a person will do so even as this message is coming forth, and even as he or she will listen to this message in the name of Jesus. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, "For it's by God's grace that you have been saved. You receive it through faith." Somebody hearing my voice, somebody that will hear this message, by faith we receive grace, Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. It was not our plan or our effort. It is God's gift, pure and simple. Nothing should be added unto it. When you are preaching, preach the word of God, pure and simple. Don't package it. The Bible says you didn't earn it. Not one of us did. We did not work for this grace. God decided, because of his love and mercy upon us, to give us grace, Jesus. So don't go around bragging that you must have done something amazing. No. By grace are you saved. I pray that somebody that will hear this message or is hearing this message, yet to take the gift of God through faith, we do so tonight in the name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, if you deny Jesus, you have refused God's grace to have grace upon you and in your life. Tonight, receive God's unmerited, unheard, and undeserved gift and blessing tonight. It's a blessing to receive Jesus. It's a blessing to receive the grace that God has given unto us, that God himself packaged and gave it to us. Are you ready to accept God's grace tonight? You listen to me. If your answer is yes, I am happy for you. And so you begin to enjoy grace upon grace as from tonight. Because he declared it for us this year, 2023. You will be partaker of grace upon grace in every areas of your life. And it shall be obvious. They will know that you have met with Jesus Christ. You have received the gift of God, grace. And the grace of God upon your life will begin to work miraculously in every areas of your life in Jesus' name. I want to pray. I decree and declare tonight, my brother and my sister, that receive Jesus Christ. The grace of God, the unmerited gift of God, will continue to be upon you. And you too will continue to be under grace upon grace. Always as from tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved in the Lord, believers in Christ, fellow receiver of grace of God, fellow receiver of the gift of God, the Bible passage of tonight is coming for us because we are unable to do anything right by ourselves. We cannot walk these Christian journeys without God's gift of grace, Jesus Christ, walking side by side with him. Grace upon grace means Jesus increasing in our lives and working in us by the power of his Holy Spirit. He promised before going to heaven to prepare a place for us, as it is written in the book of John chapter 16 verse 7. "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you." Jesus Christ, the grace, the gift of God, is Holy Spirit that he gave us, working through us, we can achieve purpose. We can achieve destiny. We can live a life that is pleasing unto God. My brother and my sisters, Jesus, the grace of God, promise us Holy Spirit, our helper. In times of need, even according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16b, that says, and find his amazing grace to help in times of need. An appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment. That is what the grace of God can do for you. That is what the grace of God can do for each and every one of us. Grace upon grace. Jesus increasing in our life. This year, 2023, we give us help in times of need. We give us appropriate blessing that will come just at the right moment. I decree and I declare, going through this year, 2023, by the multiplied grace upon grace on us, we will get help in time of needs in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the multiplied grace upon grace poured on us, you and I will get the right comforter, the right advocate, the right counselor in times of need in the name of Jesus. When you need a comforter, grace will provide even that comforter. When you need an advocate, whatever the situation, at any time, physically or spiritually, oh, the grace of God, oh, abundant grace of God will provide even that advocate for you. Where you need a counselor regarding issues, regarding matter, oh, grace of God will provide you even the right counselor in the name of Jesus. You will not have counselor like Ahithophel in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace upon grace, we provide you right counselor in times of need for counseling in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, our going through this year 2023, by the power of grace upon grace poured on us, we will get help in time of need for strength from standby, the person that will stand by you. You will not be alone. For grace we supply, grace we give you standby, grace we give you strength, grace we give you enablement, even to push forward, even to break through, even to progress. You will never be standing alone in the name of Jesus. No more stagnation, no more limitation. For grace we give you strength to progress. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of grace upon grace that God has declared for us this year, 2023, we will go forward in the name of Jesus. No more backwardness in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the grace of God poured upon you, when you need intercessor, God will raise intercessor for you. God will put your burden in somebody's heart to pray for you, to lift you up before the Lord at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that grace of God will always be with you physically and spiritually. He will send helper to you in the mighty name of Jesus. For this reason, since the day we heard about it, we have not stopped praying for you. This is a testimony. This is somebody saying that I've never stopped. We have never stopped praying for you. The grace of God bestowed upon them made it of things of importance that you must pray for these people. You cannot. You cannot rest day and night. I decree and declare, by the power of grace upon grace released unto you, God will raise men and women that they will never rest until they pray for you. They will keep their night to pray for you in the name of Jesus. He said that We have not stopped praying for you, asking specifically that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom, with insight into His purposes, and in understanding of spiritual things, according to Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. So I decree and declare that God will raise men and women. God will raise men of valor. God will raise people, the righteous one, that will pray for you specifically, that you will be filled with the knowledge of the will of God for your life, even this year 2023 and beyond. That you will be filled with the spiritual wisdom, with insight into God's purposes for your life, God's purposes for your family's members' lives, in the name of Jesus. And God will make them to pray for you to have understanding of spiritual things. You will not be an ignorant in the things of the Spirit. You will have understanding of the spiritual thing, even going through this year 2023, by the special grace of the grace of God that has been released upon you in Jesus' name. My brothers and my sisters, grace upon grace on you and on me this year 2023. We burden people to be praying for us. We burden them. They will pray. The Bible said those who pray for Jerusalem, they will not rest day and night. So I decree in any part of the world, all over the world, the Lord will raise men to pray for you, to lift you up into the hand of the Almighty God, to help you to stand right and to do right. Especially you men of God, especially you servant of the Most High God, you that are called into the ministry, you true servant of the Lord, that Lord will raise those that will raise your hand up in prayers. They will never get tired in the name of Jesus. And by their prayer, you will have more knowledge of the Lord. You will have wisdom dealing with the things of the Spirit. You will have understanding of the things of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. This book of James chapter 4 reveals that God wants us to do, going through this year 2023, and even for our lifestyle, our relationship, how to conduct ourselves, how to make it to please the Lord. We can only do what He wants by His grace, upon grace poured unto us. We cannot do God's will. We cannot fulfill God's counsel and purpose for our lives without the grace of God. Grace of God alone can help us to achieve destiny and nothing else. Worldly wisdom may promise good life, but it leads to danger and destruction. Grace upon grace is true wisdom to live a successful and victorious life. This comes from God by the gift of the grace, Jesus Christ, that He has given unto us. Hallelujah. You cannot do away with grace. If you do away with grace, you do away with Jesus. Because Jesus is the grace, is the gift of God. From verse 1 to verse 3 of that James, we've read about it going through 2023. Grace upon grace will help us to stop fighting and having endless conflict amongst us believers in Christ. Too much fighting in the body of Christ. Grace poured upon us will help us to put away, to stop fighting and having endless conflict amongst ourselves. Increasing in Christ, Christ increasing in our lives, will stop us from pursuing selfish desires against the plans and purpose of God. Multiply grace upon us. We must do away with jealousy and covetousness. We must seek the Lord for everything. We must depend on the Lord. God already declared grace upon grace for you and for me this year because of His great love and mercy towards us. Therefore, His grace will be sufficient for us. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Micah chapter 6 verse 8. No, He has told you what He wants, and this is all it is: to be fair, just, merciful, and walk humbly with God. I decree and I declare, by the grace upon grace poured on us, you and I will be fair in all we do in our relationships, in our dealings with men this year 2023. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare this year 2023 and years beyond, by the grace upon grace given unto you and I, we will be just in our day-to-day activities, in all our relationship, at all levels, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let me tell you, it is not easy to be just, especially at this perilous time. It is not easy to be just, even at this dangerous time. But by the grace of God, it will be possible for you and for me, because that is what God requires of us. I decree and declare it will be possible and easy for you to live a just life in the name of Jesus, to be just in all your activities, in all your dealings with people, in your day-to-day activities, even in your serving the Lord. It will be easy for you in the name of Jesus. Grace upon grace given unto us this year 2023. We will walk as God wants us to walk, for blessings, so that it will be ours. We will not do anything because of our selfish motive. Selfish motive. God, let me tell you, I was telling my children, I said, God did not look at the heart. Let me tell you, God sees the heart. Not your activity, not your pere-pere, not your pere-fru, but God sees the motive behind all your action. It's not that, oh, kori mi pe mo wa nbe. No, God sees the heart. God deals with the heart, not with your action. Every unrighteousness agenda, by the special grace of God, you will do away with them this year 2023, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare grace upon grace on you and upon me this year 2023. God will give us all our requests, ask according to his will and purpose. Because we will ask, we will request according to the will of God. Remember, Jesus Christ himself said, my Father, it's not my will, but thy will. I decree and declare, by the grace upon grace that have been released unto you, you will only seek the will of God and the purpose of God coming to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. You will walk in the will and the purpose of God for your life in Jesus' name. Amen. From verse 4 to verse 5, you can read it by yourself. My brother and my sisters, our loyalty to God is very important so that we will continue to enjoy the outpouring of multiplied grace that God has declared upon us this year 2023. Adultery is a serious and dangerous sin against God. God cannot share you. God cannot share us with another God or gods. No. God who bestowed his grace upon us this year 2023 is a jealous God. My brother and my sister, your God is a jealous God. His name is Jealous. His divine jealous reflects his love for us. Therefore, he demands and covets our devotion unto him at all times. Exodus chapter 34 verse 14 says, for you shall not worship any other God. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Also, Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 15 says, for the Lord your God, who is among you, is a jealous, impassioned God, demanding what is rightfully and uniquely his. Can you just follow that? He said, because he owns you, he created you with a purpose to be for him. You are created for his glory. Why are you going to another God? Why are you making another God for yourself? Uniquely, you belong to him. Otherwise, the anger of the Lord your God will be kindled and burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the earth, because you are running after another God. I decree and declare, by the grace upon grace given unto us this year 2023, we will relate with God devotedly in the mighty name of Jesus. We will serve him alone, wholeheartedly, in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, by the grace upon grace given unto us this year 2023, it will not be difficult for us to serve God faithfully in the name of Jesus. Grace of God will make it easy for you even to serve God faithfully. Wherever you are serving God, whatever God has committed into your hand, you will do it faithfully in the name of Jesus. Everything you will do it as unto the Lord, not unto man. Pleasing man, no. You will please God in all your serving of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, this year 2023, by the power of the grace of God that has been released unto us, we will dedicate and separate ourselves for God's possession uniquely and totally. We will surrender ourselves. We will throw ourselves unto him. We will let him take total possession of our lives. We will not reserve any part of our life, even for another thing or another God. In the mighty name of Jesus, grace will help us, even to dedicate ourselves, everything about us unto God, to separate ourselves unto him alone, the one that created us uniquely for himself. By the multiplied grace upon us, we will be satisfied with God's provision and blessing. And we will not seek after another God for any reason in the name of Jesus. You will not look for any blessing from another God. You will be satisfied with the blessings of God, the one that created you for himself. For he will supply all your need and all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, the same grace that has been given unto us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you and I will not befriend the world and all his possession, but we will befriend God Almighty. You will be friend to God. You will love God. You will love to be with him at all times by the special grace that has been released unto you and unto me this year 2023 in the name of Jesus. My brethren, beloved brothers in the Lord, beloved sisters, if you are a friend of God, let it be known, declare it, and stand out for him. Stand out for God. You love God. You make him your friend. Let it be known. Don't do it secretly. Yes, you remember? If you have shame of me here on earth, I'll be ashamed of you in my Father's presence. May that not be your portion. Come out for God. Identify with Christ. Yes, tell everybody that you love him. Let them see the love, because it's not the love that you can hide under carpet. And as you love God, the Lord will show forth for you. You cannot love God and still love the world. No. Like Joshua, please choose today your friend. My brothers, my sisters, beloved of the Lord, today, tonight, choose your friend, the world or God. Verse 6 to 7. You can read it also. My sisters, my brothers, fellow believers in the Lord, ministers of the gospel, assuredly, because of God's love for us, he gives us more and more grace to do his will, so that we will be his forever. What a loving and caring God. He so much loved us that he graced us so that it will be easy for us to do right, to be feared and just, and to walk humbly with him, because flesh is fighting, warning against us, so that we will not do what God wants us to do. That is what the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 17 says. For the sinful flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the sinful flesh. In fact, these two continually oppose one another, so that you do not continue to do these things you want to do. You want to do right, but flesh is warning against the spirit. The spirit of God is saying, drop that hypocrisy, that deceit, that lie. that lack of faithfulness, that not serving the Lord wholeheartedly, that evil thing, wickedness and evil desires of yours. But the flesh is saying that you can do it. After all, somebody else did it. After all, look at brother so-so-so. Oh, can't you see how he's thriving? Can't you see how he's looking robust? Can't you see how things were just looking good? No. I decree and declare, by the grace upon grace poured on us this year, 2023, flesh and sin will not overcome us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, by the grace of God upon us, we will not fulfill the desire and the command of sinful nature. In the name of Jesus. Verse 7 says, so submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, grace upon grace given unto us, we will walk habitually and continuously daily in the Holy Spirit, so that we will not satisfy the gratification of the flesh, as it is written in the book of Galatians 5:16, that says, but I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek and be responsive to his guidance. And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. You see, the flesh has no regard for God. That's why it's always fighting. That's why it always wants you to be against what God wants. By the grace upon grace given unto us, and by the working of the power of the Holy Ghost in us, we will go against the command of flesh and sin. We will say no to sin at all times. This year, 2023, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the grace of God upon us and the working power of the Holy Spirit, by the multiplied grace upon us, we will stop being in obedience even to sin. We will live rather in obedience to God's command. In the name of Jesus, in reflection to our faith and gratitude, every day we will obey our God. We will serve him with total obedience and faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, by the grace of God poured upon us, grace upon grace, we will do away with pride and haughtiness at all times. In the name of Jesus, we will do away with even the eye look. We will do away with all those things. This year, 2023, by the special grace of God poured upon us, by the grace upon grace given unto us, we will remain humble before God, and more grace will be given unto us every moment. In the name of Jesus, by the multiplied grace upon us this year, 2023, we will submit to God's authority above any other authority. We will submit to his ruling and his reigning over us. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the grace upon grace poured on you and on me, we will resist, we will stand firm against the devil, and he will flee from us. In the mighty name of Jesus, when that old man comes our way, we will stand firm, we will resist him, because the grace has been given unto us. In the name of Jesus, no more are we going to operate under fear. Oh, no more are we going to operate or continue our journey even with the fear to say no, even to that which God says no to. In the name of Jesus. When God says no, we will say no. When he says yes, we will say yes. And the last verses for tonight, verses 8 to 10, you can read it by yourself. My brothers and my sisters, going through 2023 and beyond, by the outpouring of grace upon grace on us, let us come closer to God with contrite hearts. He is always ready to have us close to himself. He wants us, he wants to relate with us, a relational God. He wants us to stay by him. He wants us to walk side by side with him. He wants to have fellowship with us. the purpose of our creation. That's why he created us in his own image, that he can relate with us. But sin separated us. To God be the glory, the God that loves us so much. Grace, Jesus, closed the gap. Jesus, grace, closed the breach. Jesus destroyed the wall of separation between us and God. Let us genuinely repent all sins. And so remorseful for our mistakes and errors of the past. Grace covers it all as long as we confess our sins and not returning unto them and not returning back. Remember that song, Marvelous Grace of a Loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sins and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that we pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all I see. Grace, Jesus, is greater than all our sin. Just confess your sins. Confess it unto him. It's truth and just to forgive you. It's truth and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I decree and declare, by the outpouring of grace upon grace, that God has declared unto us this year, 2023, every record of sin, every stain of sin is canceled by the grace that has been declared upon us in the name of Jesus. Grace upon grace. On us this year, 2023, we erase all our sins of yesteryears in the mighty name of Jesus. God's grace upon grace that he has been released unto us for these years and henceforth. We make us to have right standing before God forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the grace of God given unto us. And Christ's righteousness gives us the perfect state of being. His righteousness granted us even the right standing before God. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 17. For if by the trespass of one Adam, death reigned through the one Adam, much more surely with those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign eternal life through one Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that you and I will not take grace upon grace poured on us for granted. But we will appreciate God and Jesus. We will appreciate Christ in the name of Jesus. That son said, there's nothing more that I can do for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do for grace did it all. So I am complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete in him. I decree and declare this confidence you will go through year 2023 henceforth, that you are complete in Christ. You have the righteousness of Christ upon you because the grace has been poured upon you. Grace, abundant grace, and the free gift of righteousness is yours forever in Jesus' name. And lastly, 1 Peter 4:10 says, God has shown you his grace in many different ways. So be good servant and use whatever gift he has given you in a way that we be best serve each other. 2 Corinthians 6:1 said, working together with him, we strongly urge you not to receive God's grace in vain by turning away from sound doctrine and his merciful kindness. I decree and declare grace upon grace unto you and me. We will not use it to serve another God, but we will use the grace that has been given us to serve God wholeheartedly to the glory of his name in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you and I We not take grace upon grace given unto us in vain. This year 2023, we will do exploit for God. We will do exploit even in the kingdom assignment. We will do exploit even in the kingdom work. Even because the grace has been given unto us. And we teach sound doctrine. Anywhere we find ourselves, we will hold on to the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will not let it go in the name of Jesus. We will share His merciful kindness to others as we journey through year 2023 and henceforth. And so shall it be, since we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Daddy, we thank you, Lord. God of all grace, thank you for the grace that you have graced us tonight. Even, Lord, to come to your throne to receive help. Thank you, Lord, as we have decreed, as we have declared, we know that you have done unto us. And Lord, we will continue this year 2023 under grace upon grace. And with grace upon grace in our lives, we will achieve your divine will and purpose to the glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I welcome you once again. Happy New Year. Same time next week. Remain blessed. I am Becky Adedokun. Love you all. Bye-bye.